It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey. Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about how Miley Cyrus got groped by that fan when she was walking through the crowd. And Liam Hemsworth was with her husband. She had security, but it was just chaotic. And this fan grabs her and, like, you know, grabs her, tries to grab her by the neck and choke her out. All this crazy stuff. So, you know, of course she had posted on social media and somebody commented about she might have been asking for it.
Are you freaking kidding me?
What she was wearing.
Oh.
So Miley didn't take that too kindly. And this is what Miley responded to the person.
God.
So she spoke out. She responded to the person who commented that she was asking for it because of what she was wearing. And this is exactly what Miley Cyrus said. Quote, "She can be wearing what she wants. She can be a virgin. She can be sleeping with 5 different people. She can be with her husband. She can be with her girlfriend. She can be naked. She can't be grabbed without her consent."
Amen to that.
Yes, girl.
Although I don't think she could be naked. I think she'd be arrested for that.
Yeah, but the other person wouldn't be.
I understand what they're saying, but still. I think if anybody was naked, they get arrested.
It's the principle.
It is, I understand.
If I walk
down
the street naked and you think I'm asking you to grab me because I'm naked,
exactly.
That doesn't mean you get to touch me.
Exactly. That means you should call the cops on me because there's something wrong with me mentally.
There's
on the National and whatever the damn cross street is where they hook.
Right. There is one or a couple of ways to know if someone's walking down the street naked if they want to be groped, okay? If they're holding a sign that says please grope me
or free hugs,
feel free to grope them.
Free hugs.
If they're saying free hugs, you can hug them.
Yeah.
Or if you ask them, hey, can I grab you while you're naked?
No.
And they say yes. Those are the only times it would be acceptable and known that somebody wants to be grabbed or groped. Otherwise, shut the hell up.
Also, if it's Free Naked Hug Day also.
We've triggered him because of his blog post
that
where he got assaulted.
Pisses me off, dude.
If you haven't read about it, go to 1037kissfm.com. Gibbons got assaulted by a woman, really assaulted, and so he wrote a blog about it because he was pissed.
Got freaking
guys never say anything when they don't want to be touched.
Did you see did you see I get freaking children now?
No, I said I just got freaking chills right now.
I got freaking chills right now. Riggs, I know you thought that's what Gibbons said, but let me tell you something. I have kids. You can touch me.
No,
this is funny.
Only mountain men.
Children now.
Nobody can touch me. Yeah. We have kids.
No.
Moral of the story again, keep your hands to your damn self.
Seriously.
All right. F off. Gender, race, color, creed, whatever.
Asking for it because of what she wore. Have you seen the outfits when you go shopping now for girls? There's not much to the outfits anymore.
No.
GTFOH with that crap, bro.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What is your good news to start the day, Gibbons, while Allie's trying on her jewelry?
My good news is I got lucky as hell this morning.
How's that?
I got into my car on the way to work, and as soon as I got into my car at my house, it started to rain really bad, right?
Oh. Uh-huh.
But when I got out of my neighborhood, it stopped raining. I got into work, got out of the car, it wasn't raining. I walked in. As soon as I got in the door, it started raining again. I escaped the rain.
That's amazing.
Oh, no rain. Hell yeah.
It all like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Well, I was sweating because I had my jacket on because of the rain. And I was like, it's really hot out, but it's raining. I need a hood.
Yep. And I was like, I'm not going to wear a jacket. All of my hoodies were in my car. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And I got away with it. I escaped.
Yeah. Yeah. How's this one, Gibbons?
You know what?
You like the black one better?
I think Riggs is right.
Thank you.
When I saw the red, though,
Every time
I've read on, people are like, damn, girl, red. Yes, red is your color. Yeah. So that's why I think Gibbons jumped to conclusions.
Because I saw the red necklace and thought of the red lipstick immediately. And I was like, that'll be a
lipstick later.
And that's still a badass combo with that and the red lipstick.
Thanks, boys.
You could do black lipstick, too.
Get out of here.
Go all goth.
Whatever. What's your good news, Rob?
Oh, my God. Now I can't.
Be goth. Come on.
I'm thinking of the SNL.
Like the whitest chick in America. Right. Come on.
Dude, okay. It's not Throwback Thursday, but let me give a little throwback. Remember the SNL skit where they were the goth guys in the basement and they would do the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the goth guys. I remember picture Allie with black lipstick being one of the goth guys
in
the basement.
I'm going to come in with black lipstick one day just to freak you
out.
Oh,
my God.
But I got to buy some.
My good news is I got to use a community resource yesterday that I've never used before.
Like, what do you mean?
The LGBT Resource Center, the Milwaukee LGBT Resource Center.
I met the director. I met the director of that center,
yeah,
and
you
I
gotta
was like,
do, you gotta
well,
put them
I told
on the-
her, I told her that you should. She needed to talk to you, and she said, "Have Riggs call me." I said, "His sister is going through a lot. She's coming out as transgender." I said, "But Riggs, or she did, but Riggs is learning how to deal with this because Riggs doesn't know what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know how to have a family member. We're all still learning about this. We're all getting educated. We don't. It's okay to
and
say I don't know."
That's why I went and I saw them yesterday. And the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center.
Yep.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down and I had a conversation with her.
Did she
and
help you to
counselor.
Deal with your sister?
1,000%
And how to like cope with it and like get through it and help your sister?
With my brother Oliver, yes. Because,
I mean, brother. See, yes, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Your brother.
And then basically what she told me was that I'm doing the right thing. They said, this is what you need to do and what parents need to do of trans kids, because you need to reach out and ask for advice and just, how do we do this? What do we do as far as medication? What do we do as far as their, you know, their stability moving forward? How do we support them as much as we possibly can,
right,
because this
mm-hmm.
is how they are now. They are not, it's not my sister Rachel anymore. That is a person in the past. That person has died. That's their dead name now is what they
my
call
gosh,
it. Their dead
crazy.
Name.
Yep.
So calling.
Because
that,
they're letting go of the person they really don't feel like
right.
they are.
So
and
I had questions like,
themselves.
So mm-hmm. I had questions like, how do I approach topics when I want to talk about something I used to do with my sister Rachel? Is it now something I used to do with my brother Oliver?
Right. That's
how
weird.
How do I say that? Like, how do I deal with
but
the past
But it's okay to
tense?
Say that. And it's weird.
And they were like, totally understandable. You're saying things that all parents say and all people in this situation go through.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah, they have so many questions. So there's like a lot of do's and there's things that you don't do and ways to support transgender
it's
people.
Downtown, right?
Yes, downtown, right behind Bar Louie.
Okay. I didn't even know it was there because I said, you're where? I didn't even know you were there. And they're like, nobody knows we're there. I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like right behind Bar Louie, there's like, it's called Market Street. It's like a little half street. And you can see it's right there on the right. There's a big flag on
that's
the side that says LGBT Center. But
that's awesome.
We'll be in the Pride Parade on Sunday.
It was great. And they had a whole transgender group that was meeting, like the whole support group. They've got mental health groups.
You're
going
to learn so much.
So much.
Yeah,
the only way to learn is to have exposure.
Yes.
I explained that to someone who said something homophobic to me the other day. I said, you just need exposure to gay people. No, I said that. I was like, you are very old school. Like, you need exposure. And and you're going to... Hello.
So they said like different things to support them is like ask what pronouns they use. Like don't out them to anyone. Show them love and support. Be patient with them. Provide safe spaces for them.
Yes. That's what Riggs told it on the radio. Was that a problem?
Well, I talked to Oliver before.
Joking.
Right.
I was joking. Right. You said don't out him.
I swear to God, that was like
No, but you're right though.
This on the air.
And you're right though. And that's why I talked to Oliver before I did it. I go, dude, can I talk about this on the air?
Right.
And he was like, yes, of course you can. Absolutely. So that's what I have to do. And so when my parents keep calling saying Rachel and saying sister, your sister, I have to correct.
Your parents aren't having it, right?
Basically,
it's tough for
them. I asked what to do with my parents, and they said, just keep correcting them. Keep moving forward. You know Oliver.
Yeah.
You know he, him, his.
And you're younger than your parents.
Stuff. Yes.
Some of there's an age. Yeah, but that's okay.
Dude.
So when
there's
my mom goes,
gap.
Well, Rachel said, I go, Oliver. She goes, Rachel. And I go, Oliver.
Oh,
when
your
Oliver
mom
said,
refuses to call her.
She's coming around to it. My dad is also fighting it, too. But it's,
yeah,
then they're
well,
breaking up.
You grew up in
and,
a small town in Indiana. And
let me just say.
Indiana and the gays. Indiana and the gays get along so well, Alec.
Oh, totally. Oh, God.
Sarcasm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad that you did that. That's
Thank you.
So
no,
I saw your...
Oh, my God. What's up?
I was going to say, what's your good news? Because
my good news
far.
Is that I got all my paperwork turned in yesterday for the ADHD therapy. So, you know, I went into detail, but basically I'm being tested for ADHD. It takes like 3 appointments. Part of that is that you have to turn in paperwork where somebody assesses you, like Riggs did mine.
Yeah.
I turned that in already.
Yeah.
But there was another one I couldn't find.
Oh, my God. Are you
serious?
I am
like the poster child for ADHD. I was late for the appointment. I couldn't find the forms. I told her I didn't bring them all when I got there. I had to go back. She called me. She goes, I feel like I'm pestering you to get this form. I go, I'm crazy, okay? Just let me do this. So I got it back there yesterday after I saw my therapist.
Yeah.
I went straight there and did it. And it's all in.
Nice.
Okay.
And now I can finish my 3rd appointment and find out if I have
so
it or not.
So it's taking 3 appointments.
Three to diagnose it. If they're going to diagnose me with it.
Plus 3 weeks of back and forth with the forms.
Yep. If
well, I'm just saying, if I have it, I'm going to be happy. I just don't want to blame it on something else until I know. I don't want to blame. probably my hot. But can you imagine being the one who assesses people for ADHD as adults? Everyone's probably doing that.
Yes.
They're all late. None of them have their forms.
True.
None of them know what's going on. Like I said, that must be a nightmare for the doctors.
No, you don't
right?
really have to fill out the forms. So she's like, you passed the test.
You're good. You're good.
Let's go. Let's move forward.
Just go. You're good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It was a police tactical situation.
Yeah.
Apparently it happened. There was an alert that went through that said, avoid Highway 67 in Waukesha. Do not go in that area because police had it cornered off.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that there was a man barricaded in a
van. Is
that
Economowalk or Waukesha?
Yeah, it's an Economowalk,
essentially. I was going to say 67's Economowalk, but I think. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, right there by...
It's a big difference.
There's the big Aurora right there.
Yeah, that's like a 20-mile difference from Waukesha.
Yes.
Economowalk. Right. No, I only know this because I go there a lot. That's
yes.
why.
Yeah, yeah. That's Economowalk, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, there's not been a lot of information released about this other than that there were gunshots fired.
Yeah.
There were officers involved. Whether the officers were shot at or the ones doing the shooting is still unknown. They
but
said
they've
that
never
they
said an officer is like, we don't have any hurt. Even if one was shot, they're okay.
So. They haven't said this yet, no.
Dude.
We don't even know that?
No.
Oh.
They've been very hush-hush about it because I guess it's such an extreme situation. I was just over in this area. That brand new Taco Bell, it was right over by there.
What
happened? Yes, by the Fleet Farm.
Am I the only one, and I swear to God we did this last night, we downloaded a police scanner app, me and my girlfriend, on her phone.
No,
and
we got you weirdos.
We
got rid of cable and they download a scanner because they're bored.
Yes.
No, dude, I had to know what was going on. And I heard reports, and this is from the police scanner, that there were police at exits on the highway with AR-15s, like at the ready, had no idea what was going on.
They're just there guarding.
And I was up super late until I heard this guy was in custody. Like, I was up way too late last night, captivated by this.
You heard there's a guy in custody?
Uh-huh. I heard there's a guy in custody, but this
okay.
Literally what
on
I heard.
On his police scanner app. This is hysterical.
At like 10:30, 10:45.
I can't even believe you got a police scanner app. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Damn straight. I mean, you used to do the police scanning. I'm taking over for you, Allie. Your police blotter.
I forgot about the police blotter.
Well, remember that?
Because now you do different things in your basement instead of, police stories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not
anything,
yet.
I'm sure there
nothing
will be.
Not in my basement yet. It'll be next.
If there are any updates, I'm sure they'll come through this morning. If we hear of anything, we'll let you know as soon as
yes.
we know anything. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Miles All Davis. Right.
What?
Miles Davis.
Riggs
is
about all
time.
You weirdos.
Riggs is about to pee his pants because
yes.
once again, the show that's going on when the music is on behind the scenes is freaking captivating here. And
it is good today.
Just start rolling the tape on the teeth.
Our boss really always says you should be taping the show off the show because you guys are lunatics already. And then you get off the air and you really turn into lunatic.
Yeah, but then we might lose our FCC
Basically,
license
we
here.
Center our crazy for the air and then we get off and then we really get dirty.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, so.
Who was in a car crash?
Tracy Morgan, you got...
Are you freaking kidding me?
Remember, that's why I said he was in a serious car accident. Okay, so remember, it happened in 2014.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was in that limo that was being chauffeured, and they were hit by the sleep-deprived trucker, like a Walmart trucker.
Yeah,
I remember.
It was a Walmart trucker.
Big deal, right?
Yeah.
People died, right?
Yeah.
So that would have been traumatic. So when I read that he got into another car crash, I about died. I'm like, I can't believe he's even driving, and he was.
Dude.
He left his new... Well, he left his... He was in New York City, okay? He's got a new $2 million Bugatti or whatever the hell it is.
Here I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Yeah. So he wrecked it.
God. $2 million for
Brand
that thing.
Brand new.
Okay.
Brand new, and he wrecked it, and he was being treated in an ambulance, but he's okay. He's totally okay.
Do you guys know the backstory with what happened after he got into the first accident?
No.
No.
He got...
Remind me.
His brain got messed up. He had a traumatic brain injury,
and he was off. I remember that.
I have goosebumps. He didn't do work for like 2 years, right? And then he came back slowly.
I mean, it was so traumatic.
And now he's got that show, The Last OG, which is friggin' hysterical.
I don't even know what this is. What channel's it on?
I think it's on TNT. It's called The Last OG, Tracy Morgan.
Huh. Yeah.
It's basically Tracy Morgan playing Tracy Morgan. He's just so over the top out there, and he's like the last OG. So everything's politically correct around him. He's like,
it's on TBS,
TBS, TNT, and that.
I know they all run together, right?
They do, yes.
Same
they do.
Thing.
It's a funny ass show, dude. It's probably on Hulu. It's got to be on some kind of streaming service as well. Mm. If you have the time, look it up. Okay. You won't be disappointed. But he made it back from that, right? Yep. He got the settlement from Walmart. He made it back from that. And then he gets a $2 million car.
It's on the flicks.
And crashes.
That's insane. Awesome.
But I can't even. Did you see the pictures of the accident?
No.
Of his Bugatti accident?
No.
Oh, no.
Scraped up, right?
It was sideswiped. It was like fine.
Yeah, but it's a $2 million car. Yeah. That's what's so
but
crazy
about it. If you can afford a $2 million car, you can afford the $2 million repairs.
Right, but I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about the mental aspect.
Thank you. The trauma of the first
accident, getting through it. It's literally like me marrying Mountain Man and getting divorced next week. Could you imagine?
Or him getting you pregnant, then him cheating on you.
What? Don't ever say that. You just triggered me.
Triggered.
I have no words.
Sorry.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You guys ever been to Washington, D.C., to the nation's capital before?
Yes. I've done the whole touristy. My parents took me as a kid. And then my sister lived in D.C. for a few years. She went to law school there at Georgetown. Yeah. She's a genius, and she doesn't belong in our family, basically. Yeah. And then I've just, you know, been there to... I have a friend that lives in Annapolis, which is right. So, yes, I just did the sightseeing thing a few years ago.
I feel like it's a place that so many people have been to, but I have never been to the nation's capital.
Which,
never.
Riggs,
never.
You travel a ton. How have you never been to D.C.? That blows my mind.
I've just never made the time to do it. So now I have a reason to go. I'm going next week with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's a big advocacy forum that they're having. Mm-hmm. So people from all over the country, from different chapters, from every state, are all converging in Washington, D.C.
Like multiple people?
Multiple people from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
We're all meeting there. We're talking to legislators. So I'll be talking to people from Wisconsin, like Tammy Baldwin's crew and Ron Johnson's crew. Like
so
all these
what
people.
Do you talk to them about when you go there?
We talk about mental health reform, like getting people better access to mental health.
So you're lobbying for better mental health stuff. You're literally going to D.C. like Kourtney Kardashian did on the Kardashians.
Yeah.
She did it for food.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm doing
it for mental health.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about like suicide prevention and getting more like programs like Talk Saves Lives, which is a great program that the AFSP does.
Mm-hmm.
American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I will say AFSP. That's what I mean. It's just less of a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
If I say AFSP, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, we're advocating for that. We're advocating for in high schools to have more mental health care there.
Yes.
Not mental health care like professionals, but more information to them about suicide prevention, how to recognize depression within your peers, because you nip it in the bud at that young age when you're super impressionable. That's the best place to get it.
Absolutely.
So it's just a whole full day. There's a whole rally going on the 11th down at the Capitol building, down by the reflecting pool. Well, like it's going to be like hundreds of people. It's going to be a really cool event.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going a couple days early so I can check out the sights of D.C.
Hold on, before you get into that, I have a question about this conference.
Yes.
I'm a nerd and I like to watch C-SPAN. And on C-SPAN.
No, listen. Yo, you shouldn't have told me that. You are a nerd.
On C-SPAN, they will have random things happening in D.C. in courtrooms.
Is there any on C-SPAN?
That's what I'm wondering. Is there any chance that
I might be on C-SPAN?
I swear to God, I will.
Hashtag adulting.
Yes.
Holy hell.
Life goals.
So you're going to D.C. for this convention.
Can you imagine in the same year I will have been on Good Morning America, TNT, and C-SPAN.
Oh, which Good Morning America and TNT were for our Drake band.
Yeah, Break from Drake, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And now for this.
Amazing.
So I'm going there for business purposes and for advocacy purposes with AFSP, but I wanted to spend a couple of days, go 2 days early on Friday and Saturday,
so I
could check out the sites of our nation's capital, because there's a bunch of stuff there. Allie has her hand up, yes.
So I told you this already, but I'm going to reiterate it. And you can always text to 71037 your thoughts on D.C. or where you should go. Here's my thing with D.C. It's you have to go there at least once in your life. It is awesome. You got to see it all. But, Gibbons, did you not agree with me when I said it's like a 5-minute tour of 90 things? So you go to the Lincoln Memorial. You stand there for 5 minutes. You take a picture. You're like, okay. You walk over to the monument. You stand there for
five minutes.
You take a picture.
Washington Monument,
It's a lot of like sightseeing, but it's like speed sightseeing. And then
but then
if you want to go to the Smithsonian's, here's the problem. You got to pick one.
You can't,
you're going to spend all day at it. So if you're like, I'm going to go to this museum, no, you're not. No, go do all the quick stuff, like do the monument, do Lincoln Memorial, do all these like huge landmarks that don't take a lot of time, and then like pick one museum, like, you know, the one that...
Yes, I'm thinking I'm a museum dork. I really want to go to like the...
But you can't do more than one in a day. It's impossible.
And especially if you are a dork like that, you're going to want to see everything in the museum.
That's what I mean. There's too much.
That's why I have a complete day on Saturday, like literally all day, just by myself to do the museum stuff and spend it and really, you know... get in it. Because I'm also in the Library of Congress. I want to see if my name is still in there.
You're in the Library of Congress?
Why? What does that even mean?
I wrote a poem for a contest.
Oh, my God, this is terrible.
What?
In sixth grade, I wrote a poem. It was a national contest. They said that since I entered it, I was qualified as one of the people to be in the Library of Congress. That's what I got.
Really?
As a letter saying that. I don't know if I'm still in there or even how big the Library of Congress is. I'm sure it's huge.
I don't even know where I'm picturing right now.
I know.
I don't know what.
What does the library look like anymore?
I don't know. Is it just a big Dewey Decimal System?
That's exactly what I was thinking the entire time.
One librarian that's been appointed there. She's like, "How can I help you?" I'm looking for my name, ma'am. I wrote a poem in 1993.
Right.
Hey, you will find it. And you know what's going to be the coolest part of your DC trip?
What's that?
Ali said it's going to be 95-minute things.
That's
you're going
right.
to see so much stuff for 90 minutes. But you're going to be on the flight home.
Yeah.
And that is when it's all going to hit you. Holy crap. I just saw the birth of our nation. I watched it. I saw all these monuments. It's going to give you the feels, and you might tear up on the plane because it's all going to hit you at once.
I love that stuff. I don't think you'll cry,
but hey, Gibbons is more emotional.
That's true.
Gibbons is the most emotional on the show. Let's be real.
Absolutely. Proud of it.
Gibbons has seen me going to Arlington and then coming out and being like, freedom really wasn't
free.
Oh,
are you going to go to Arlington?
I think
that's
I will.
That's intense. Yeah, no, you should. I mean, that's where the memorials are.
I would like to see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to see the Changing of the Guard because they do that whole thing. I want to see that ceremony.
There's a lot of quietness. Be prepared. Yeah. It'll be a very quiet trip.
Yeah.
I just remember a lot of silence. Like, you'd go there, and then nobody talks. And it's very quiet the whole time you're there. Because you're at a cemetery with, like, you know, soldiers that have died for us, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an intense situation. So it's a very quiet trip when you do the Arlington thing.
Yeah.
But peaceful, but,
that's
like,
why I'm
intense.
Going by myself, so I can be quiet.
That's good.
I'm a quiet person.
You reflect or whatever.
Yeah.
You are always a quiet person, Riggs.
I know, right? How am I in the radio? How have I survived?
I know. Well, you just said something to Gibbons
Jesus,
5 minutes
right?
ago, and I couldn't hear you. And you said something to me. I go, I don't even know what you're talking about, because you mumble too damn much.
Come on, man.
I'm over doing my makeup. I don't know what's going on over there.
The microphone wasn't on, Allie. I wasn't being paid at that moment.
Exactly.
When the clock's running, I'll enunciate.
You're damn right.
Shut up.
So I just can't believe you've never been to D.C.
I will not. If you have tips or anything, please text them to 71037.
We got some texts to 71037.
What do they say? I want to hear.
Someone said, get lunch at the Native American Museum.
Uh-oh.
Great buffet. Rasika,
I love
for Indian food for dinner. Jefferson Memorial is my favorite. The Business Museum is awesome. I'm sorry, we got a different text there. Skip the White House, someone said, though.
The White House is so anticlimactic.
It really is.
It was about 2 months ago I thought about it because I know you have to get permission ahead of time to go on the White House tour. I heard, A,
you do.
It's very limited. You don't get to see a lot of stuff.
I've never
done
it.
And B, it's still kind of lame.
It probably, because you probably don't see much.
I don't know
what we did do the last time I was there with my friends that live in Annapolis. They took us, so we went into the city one day and we did a bunch of stuff. And then at night, there is a bar, and I don't know what the hell it's called, but it shouldn't be hard to find on the internet, that overlooks the White House.
Yeah.
So at night, we went to this bar,
Ooh.
And it's like all glass, and there might even be a balcony, because I think it might have been winter when we were there, but it overlooks the White House. So you just go, and you can like sit and drink at night.
Oh, that's cool.
You're literally looking at nothing other than a lit up White House. I mean, it's like watching a C-SPAN, and when they come out of the White House, right?
Right.
They're just standing.
But still.
But it's kind of cool if you want like to go get a drink at night, and you want somewhere cool. Like, I thought that was neat.
Scenery.
It was cool scenery.
Well, it'd just be cool to be there in our nation's capital checking it all out. So I'll be there with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention for an advocacy forum.
Doing
a rally for mental health reform. Yes.
We just got 5 texts in a row back to back saying go to the Holocaust Museum.
Oh, that's right.
Extremely sad, but profound. I mean, oh my God.
Well, his wife is half Jewish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
you're full on Jew, right, Allie?
I'm full on, yeah.
Full on, baby.
I had a bat mitzvah and everything, y'all.
Yeah.
Like my
somebody said there was a ducks tour that they do, Washington.
Don't waste your time on that.
Stay away from duck tours.
I don't want to do a duck tour.
Don't
even waste
your time on that. No. Dear Lord. Somebody texted in. It's the W Hotel overlooking the White House. That's where the bar is.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's like you go up and it's really big and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, whoever texted that.
Thank you.
You were reading my mind.
Yes. I found out the hotel I'm staying in, like the Washington Court Hotel. I don't know why I said that out loud, but it's right by the Capitol building.
What's your room number?
Day 1745. No, room 1776, baby.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Oh, I got Ooh. That.
See
I never said that.
That was a history
No child
joke.
Did, though.
Uh-huh.
We don't care.
What's
when
the, what does 1776 mean? Google I it.
It's my combination for my locker, Mom.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie.
Yes.
You've had some children, right?
I have. I've had two, yes.
You were at one point were an expectant mother yourself.
I was, twice.
This pro-healthcare in Oconomowoc at Oconomowoc Memorial Hospital is now offering nitrous oxide to pregnant women, to women in labor. Laughing gas, essentially, is what they're now offering to women in labor. Because they're saying that it's a new way for pain relief that women are saying they can use. The one woman took it and said she felt more in control and she got some pain relief and she didn't really feel out of it as though she, I don't know, with other drugs, do you feel out of it with like an epidural or any other type of drugs?
With an epidural, you don't feel anything.
Okay.
But that's it numbs your whole body. It numbs the bottom half of your body in epidural.
And
so
it
you
lasts,
don't feel anything.
And it lasts for a long time, right?
A while, yeah. Okay.
But you're still cognizant. You can have conversation.
Yes.
You just don't feel what's going on.
But I was high as a kite when I ended up having Owen because what happened was my water broke and they were gonna induce me and then my water broke.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, your water broke. Do you want the epidural? And you know me, I'm like, give me the drugs.
Give me the good stuff.
I was like, give me the drugs. Yeah. Like, I don't want the pain. And so I felt a couple contractions. They gave me the epidural. And then I never dilated, which means my cervix never opened or whatever. So I had to have a C-section, okay? So they wheel me in. Now I've already got the epidural in my spine.
Yeah. Okay.
But then the anesthesiologist has to stick the stuff, you know, for them to do the C-section, whatever the hell he did. And so then I get really high.
Oh, man.
I mean, high as a kite, guys. Like, I'm in the freaking room. I'm laying there. All right. I remember is, they're pulling Owen out, and I'm like, oh, my God.
They pull Owen out.
I'm shouting things out, you know.
They put him in her arms. She's like, why is there a teddy bear in my arms? What the hell is this?
Whose baby is this?
My gynecologist said I was, like, really funny. I was like, but I was high as a kite.
Well, this woman said that she felt in control. She got some pain relief, and it took her anxiety down, and she could breathe in between contractions, and she felt like her normal self. They're saying it's just another option that they're offering, but claiming to be the first of its kind to offer laughing gas to expectant mothers at Pro Healthcare. If you're thinking about changing your provider, maybe go there for some laughing gas.
It makes sense that they're going to have laughing gas right before they give birth because they're going to cry for probably the next 6 months to 18 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
get your last laughing.
It's so true.
Seriously.
So true.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, Missed Connections. From Craigslist.
Ah. Hello there, girl.
Hey.
How you doing, girl?
Great, how are you?
Misconnections can happen at grocery stores. We've seen them happen at dentist office. We've seen them happen at hospitals. This one happened at Gilly's, the frozen custard.
Oh, yes.
Damn right. It says, why not try, right? I think it's a guy or a girl. There was a group of four tall dudes standing by the sidebar outside. One of you really caught my attention. We kept exchanging glances, and before you left, as you walked away, our eyes locked pretty hard, and it almost looked like you were going to try and stop and talk to me, but you didn't. I regret not having the guts to say hi myself, but my face was covered in custard, and I could not muster up the strength to talk to you.
Mustard. He said mustard.
I think it's a she. She was looking at four tall dudes at Gilly's, man.
Oh, man.
Mustard at Miller Park.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went to Gilly's frozen custard, Allie? Gilly's? It's been a while.
Yeah, a long time.
Yes.
Long time.
So this wasn't you that was looking at the four tall dudes.
Hell no.
Some chick was looking for four tall dudes at Gilly's. She says, let me know what I look like so I know that it's you. So if you were one of the four tall dudes and you saw a chick checking you out at Gilly's.
Can I just say,
go back there, yes.
As a woman, like going out again, like going into like just living my life a little, dudes are tall now. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was always the tallest one, and now, like, guys in their 20s are so tall. So to find four tall dudes, it just makes me laugh because everybody seems tall these days to me. I don't know. It's funny.
Because we drink all our milk to make us tall and strong.
That's the way I felt at the Bucks game, and I said that to Riggs. I don't know. I think I said that to you. I said, Riggs, I used to always be the tallest person in the room, like, my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are so many tall people, like, when you walk around in a group.
Evolution, bro.
Yeah, evolution bro. Yeah. It's like how we're taller than our parents, right?
Mm-hmm. This has been a Gilly's Misconnection.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I told you I was being assessed for ADHD, like adult. So I'm going to my third appointment soon. Okay, so yesterday I had my therapist. I go once every like 3 weeks.
And this was right after Riggs had filled out the questionnaire.
He did the questionnaire, yes. Okay. But my therapist doesn't do the assessing for ADHD. It's different people.
Yeah.
In the same, you know, in the
I had
same
no
place.
Idea.
Yeah,
okay.
No. She referred me to the people that do it.
Okay.
And there's
then,
specialists
then they
involved.
Speak, they
okay.
speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there and I'm like, oh, girlfriend, let me fill you in, right? When I get into her office, I'm like, so I've been dating and it's going down and it's happening. So I give her the whole story about Mountain Man, how I meet him on Tinder. And then he's, you know, I went out with first date guy, didn't go anywhere. And then I met Mountain Man. Then I was going to keep meeting people. And then Mountain Man wanted to be like, not seeing anyone else. But I really liked Mountain Man. So I stuck with Mountain Man. I like Mountain Man.
Yeah.
But it's like so new, right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling her all this. And she knows my history. She was there through my divorce. She knows how like traumatized I was because I literally was like blindsided by my divorce. And it was funny because Mountain Man asked me last night, how many times did like your ex bring up divorce in the year before you got divorced? I said, zero. He goes, huh? I go, no, I was literally blindsided. Like, yeah. I had no clue.
I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that? Zero times. And I he never asked for a divorce.
That's
no.
different. Because when I was married the first time...
He told me he loved me every day. I mean, it was like, I was insanity. I was blindsided, Gibbons.
Yeah, when I was married the first time, divorce was brought up many times in the first 6 months.
And
many
we talked
times.
About how most couples fight and bring many. It up and threaten.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, like zero times. I had no clue. I was
it's
pregnant.
Different.
He was lying. You know, it was bad.
Ugh,
so, different, yeah.
Anyway, not the point. So she knows I have issues when it comes to like... You know, trusting and
yeah,
especially when, and I've told Riggs this, I'm like, my trigger is people not telling me there's something wrong because of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if you're just acting like everything's fine, that will trigger the hell out of me, right? Because of what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Because how are you going to fix anything? So I'm like, you know, I'm dating and I don't know, like I like this guy, but, and I told her, I said, I really like my life right now. Like I've really worked hard to like get to a place where, you know, like I'm healthy physically, I'm healthy mentally, I'm like feeling really good. My boys are thriving now because I'm doing better and they're
yep.
doing better. Like I'm getting along with my ex. Everything's going fine. You know, I've got my house in New Berlin. Why would I want to add something to that that could add stress to my life or, you know, whatever?
Yeah, totally.
So it just, and I'm busy as hell. Like, do I even want to add a man to this? Which is what I said from the beginning. I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, so do you think, and I'm telling her the whole story, you know, and I said, I feel like this guy's being pretty genuine with me. He's being really honest and his actions kind of show that too. Yeah. But am I in a is it okay for me to date? And she goes, well, she goes, I think you're really grounded right now. And I think that's really good because I don't want to mess with my mental health.
Totally.
And the problem is when you start bringing in things like love and like relationships, it's highs,
you have that
and,
on tape, anyway.
Highs and lows, highs and lows. Shut
yes.
up, Riggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like highs and lows. And I kind of went through that the night where he didn't call me and like before everything went down and I didn't know what was going on. Before he asked me to be exclusive.
Yeah.
And he didn't call me that one night and I got confused. Remember, I remember thinking, well, I don't want this stress in my life. What am I, who cares, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I kept swiping or whatever. But you think about these things and you argue with people. It's just always something. She said, I think it's okay. She's like, I think it's okay. And she said, here's the deal, Allie. She said, when you date people, it's a risk.
It's your therapist
yes.
saying this, right?
Yes.
My therapist
yes.
saying, she's like, it's a risk. She's like, that's part of dating.
Exactly.
And she goes, I don't think there's anything wrong with dating more than one person. She goes, but I also don't think there's anything wrong with focusing on one person if that's who you like. And she goes,
hell yeah.
She goes, you know, it's a lot of work to date more than one person. And she goes, and you don't have the time. And I go, I don't.
No.
Amen.
And she's like, so I think if you're happy and you feel good and you like them, then do it. And I think you're in a really good place. And I said, I just don't want to screw up my mental health. I've gotten it really on point.
Yeah.
I don't need someone coming in and screwing it up right now, you know, or like throwing me for a loop emotionally. And she's like, no, but you're grounded. So I think you're totally fine.
I'm think
like,
you're,
fair enough. And I do feel that way when, it, you know.
I think you're approaching your, I know you don't like the word, your relationship with Mountain Man very optimistically. Because in the past, you've been pretty negative and jaded about relationships.
Yes.
I wonder
right?
why.
I wonder
yeah.
why.
But still.
In the past. You've been very jaded, very negative about the whole relationship thing. I like that you are also going into it very optimistically, where even when things are happening, you're considering all options.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
not jumping to the negative about what could be wrong with this. It's
oh, yeah.
what else can happen with this. You're very open-minded about it. If he walked away tomorrow, you would be okay with it. I believe you when
100%.
You say that.
Yeah, I would be okay. I mean, I would be like, it would suck,
with,
but
finish,
I would be fine.
If you end up being with this guy for 6 months, then you'll be okay with that too, I think. I think you'll be okay either way. Yeah. And I can tell that from just your attitude with the guy. So,
good.
And I think that means that you're in a good place to date, yeah, too. Because if you were worried and obsessed over what he's going to do, is he going to cheat? Is he with somebody else? What's he doing? Right. Why is he swiping? Is he still on Tinder? Yeah. He said he deleted it, but he didn't delete it. Did he really delete it? I don't believe him. I think he's still with other people. If you were doing that.
Oh, God. No, I don't even think that. I never think about that because I don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Because his actions don't make me think that.
As your non-therapist and somebody that filled out a form about your mental health, I say you're okay to date, too.
Thank you.
As some idiot with no expertise in nothing who's filled out nothing ever.
Yes, Givens.
I think you're in a great place to date because you're doing what we've tried to get you to do, and you're also not doing what we've tried to get you to not do.
Which is what?
You're not thinking as much, and you're living a whole hell
That's
of a lot
true.
More.
And she got the bats out of the cave, man.
She got the bats out of the cave. That's true, yeah.
The cobwebs have been cleared. She has a bit of a headache, but that's just because of the headboard.
Well,
that's just because of the headboard.
Givens, listen, you are crazy. I'm just telling you. I think it's okay, you know? We'll see where it goes. Yeah, and it could go anywhere, and it could go nowhere. I don't know.
Yep.
It's like...
And you're okay either way. You're not going to be heartbroken if it is, and you're not going to be over the top in love if it does.
No,
but if
not
it does,
right
we're
now,
gonna,
at
we're
least.
Gonna give
I
you
mean, if I get farther in, I'm going to be heartbroken.
But if it does, we're going to give you so much crap, dude. Oh. So
if it
much
does
crap.
What?
If you're like 6 months down the road, you're like, oh my God, Mountain Man and I, so happy. We're going to be like, oh, really?
First of all, if that was the case, I wouldn't tell you losers anyway.
You
know
you would. So
I would just be like,
you know what,
Allie? And then I go home and be like, hey.
Allie, if and when.
You know,
when,
we're bros. Like, I got to get a bro around
when,
you.
No. But like, bro, since you're our bro, we're going to be able to tell even if you don't tell us.
100%.
And you're damn right we will.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I like them. I'm going with it, and we'll see where it goes. And that's the thing. I'm not putting too much pressure on myself, but just kind of enjoying it.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing.
Because, yeah, you never know. I mean, in 2 weeks, I could find out he's a serial killer. And I told him that. I don't think he is, but you know what I mean.
You never know, right?
You never know in today's day and age.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What'd you do?
My health to the know.
What happened?
Well, I've realized that they have recreational marijuana in Washington, D.C.
And that's a hell to the gnaw.
Shut up, Givens.
Gateway drug and son of a...
Shut up, Givens. But they have this app called Weed Maps where you can find dispensaries.
Oh, Christ, Riggs, would you get off of that app?
Are you
and it
really
says
on?
It won't work
Come
in Wisconsin
on.
Because it's not legal here, so hell to the no.
More like hell to the yeah with
I
your
I mean, not
gateway.
That I know anything about that stuff, but
Never.
If I did, but
your
if
gateway,
I...
Some good text,
ass.
Though. Somebody texted at 7137. First day back from honeymoon. Both elevators are out at work, and I work on the 7th floor.
Oh. Hell to the no.
Oh.
That's the worst. No,
no. Well, maybe they want you to work off all the buffet you ate on your honeymoon. I remember being on a honeymoon. Eat, drink, have sex. Next.
Hell yeah.
What else do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You have a hell to the no. You can always call 414-799-1037, or you can just set us a text to 71037.
Read
what,
the
Givens?
Other one, Givens.
Oh, my
this
God.
This one's good. This one's real good.
When you find out from a friend that your fiance is on a hookup app called Tagged, and she's got cleavage photos.
Oh.
So it's the chicks on a... There's a hookup app? For cheating people? Is
guess,
that what it is?
I
or
guess
just for
so.
A hookup app?
I don't know. Apparently it's called Tagged. I've never heard of it before in my life, but Jesus.
I keep learning about more and more like dating apps.
There's so many of them.
As I got back
and
out
there's one
there,
for
yeah.
every subset of every culture. Farmers only, Farmers only, Christian Mingle, Black People
and
then Meet.
J-Matt or Midday Guys. Like, what about Hinge? You on Hinge? I'm like, I don't even know what you're
Hinge.
Talking about. I'm like, I just tried to figure out how to understand Tinder for crying out loud.
Asking the most unhinged person in the
right?
world. Are you on Hinge? No,
right?
I'm unhinged, god dang
Dude,
it.
Right? Man.
Ugh. I got one for you guys.
What happened, Givens?
I will expound on this probably tomorrow, but I'll give you guys just the tease here.
Oh, geez,
ooh, just
what?
The tip. I love these.
Mm-hmm. He said just the tease.
You know how I told you guys a while back that my younger sister, the one with drug issues, found out her boyfriend who she lived with was cheating on her and using in the house and kicked him out? I told
That's
you guys
right.
about
yes,
that?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
They're back together. They're living together again.
I have questions.
I have a full story and some pissed off emotions.
I have questions.
Advice given, you don't take your own advice. My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
Oh, that's where I'm at now. That's where I'm at now. But I literally just found this out yesterday.
Oh.
I'll talk more about it tomorrow. But dude,
People
I'm
don't
not
care
happy.
What you have to say about the relationship. You should know that.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do, Allie. Yes,
People
I do.
Do what they want, Givens.
Somebody
so
texted
good luck
and
managing
said,
that one.
Mm-hmm. Someone texted and said, when you buy a new swimming suit thinking you have bottoms at home, but you get home and remember that you return them, so you don't have.
Wait, what?
buy a new swimming suit, thinking you have bottoms at home, so somebody just bought a top.
Oh, because you buy them separately now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you get home with that. Oh, my swimsuit ripped the other day, you guys. While I was in the pool.
So nobody still saw anything.
Well, they saw my giant ass hanging out. They saw my butt hanging out.
Allie, the water was really cold. It was really cold that day.
No, it's a heated pool. There's no way. I can't even use that as an excuse, Gibbons. I can't even use it as an excuse.
The funny thing is, I would totally picture Riggs with a white ass. Like, he's so white. He would be tan, and then pasty, his butt would be so white. That's
damn right it wouldn't. It's a hot ass, too. So good. Thanks for your help to the nose.
Who says my ass is so good?
I do.
Get over yourself.
Hey, man. I work hard for that ass. Squat City up here.
Squat City. Population, you.
Population, me,
you
yes.
You guys are funny.
Never skip a leg day. Never. Thanks for all your texts and your calls for Hell to the Notes. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 55 wins. Been beaten 11 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around this time. You just call 414-799-1037. Try to stump him. Think of somebody famous. Come on in the studio, bro.
Hey, man. I'm over here. I'm out there. I'm all over the place. What you got me doing?
We got our friend from Racine on the phone. Her name is Kara.
Tara with a T.
Oh, Tara with a T.
Oh. Ooh.
Yep.
Tara with a T.
Well, Tara the Terrible is about to be beaten by Gibbons the Great. You heard me?
I'm sure she's never
heard that. Bring it.
Never heard that before.
Oh, she's a sassy one. I like this one.
Oh, right. Yeah?
Tara? Got my sassy pants on this morning.
Nice.
Go, girl.
It's a sass competition on the show.
Oh, boy.
The sassiest listeners. Tara versus Gibbons the Great. Let's go.
All right, Tara. Is there a female on your mind?
Nope.
On your brain at the moment, is there someone who's maybe recorded any albums before?
Yes.
Possibly thinking of someone that is a Korean?
No.
Maybe you got a black person on your mind?
No.
On your brain, is there someone who's more than 40 years old?
Yes.
You got a rapper on your brain?
Yes.
Is this person maybe linked with Mr. Marshall Mathers, Eminem?
No.
Maybe this person's acted in a musical?
No.
Are you thinking of a white person?
Yes.
Could this person possibly be linked with frozen water, maybe a little ice?
Yes.
Is the character on your mind famous only under a nickname?
Yes.
Are you thinking of a dancer?
No.
Are you on your mind, is there someone who still actively records music?
No.
All right, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball.
Let's see.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen, because you'll be thinking of Vanilla Ice.
You got me here.
Nice. Do you know his show, The Vanilla Ice Project on the DIY Network, is in its 9th season that premieres in July?
Mm-hmm.
Nine seasons he's been doing that show.
Stop
it. Oh, wow.
Yes.
I
was just looking it up to see, is it still on? And according to Vanilla Ice's official Twitter account, he says, Vanilla Ice Project, new season starts July 27th on DIY.
Wow.
He knew how handy this guy was. He can actually fix stuff up around houses.
Right?
He's really got a good eye for that.
Did you guys know that Gibbons has a major beef with Vanilla Ice?
Oh, really?
Legitimately.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on one second. Hey, Gibbons, get over here.
Uh-oh.
Stop. Oh, God.
Collaborate and listen.
Oh, no. Dude. I was 12 years old.
Yes.
I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
In a bar that I shouldn't have been in, but my stepdad knew the bouncer. Vanilla Ice was playing a show.
What a childhood this guy had. Mm-hmm. I mean, his dad got him in a bar.
Vanilla Ice is playing a show, and this is when he had dreadlocks, and he was all gangstered out.
Oh,
Vanilla
gosh.
Ice, all drugged out, right? All I wanted was his autograph. And he said, screw off, kid, and wouldn't sign an autograph for me.
What?
Not a picture, not an autograph.
What?
Beef.
What?
I had beef with Vanilla Ice.
What a D.
I'm telling you.
That's rude.
Very rude.
Him a bumba clot. Give him a great back here.
Well, I'm not going to watch his show now.
You'll be showing him.
She showed you. World star. Tara from Racine. Thanks for calling and playing with Give Us the Great this morning.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time. 414-799-1037. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Gibbons is being taken advantage of by a child.
This six-year-old.
What's new in 2019? The kid running the parent.
Yeah.
What's new?
Yeah, huh?
Trying to get me hot right now?
Listen, okay? Okay, listen here. This six-year-old,
like
my girlfriend's first-grade daughter, thought she was going to outsmart your boy, but I'm too smart
it
for this stuff.
Can't be too
it's
difficult.
It's summer. We should do who has a higher IQ. The kids are
You don't want to do that because I would embarrass the kids. And we don't want to kick children. We don't want to kick them down. We want to build them up. I digress. So it's the last week of my girlfriend.
We want to build them up. Let me tell you about this little punk.
Let me tell you.
We want to build them up. Let me tell you how this idiot.
It's her last.
Yes.
Not idiot. No. Little punk, yes.
Little
idiot,
punk.
No.
Maybe. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll be the judge of that.
It's her last week of school. And if you remember school back in the day, the last week of school, you don't do anything. It's a bunch of movies and different
stuff.
Oh,
yes. My kids last week too. I can relate. Yeah, they have a movie day today.
When they rolled in that cart with the VCR on it, and you were like,
God. Oh, we got the so
TV,
happy.
Yeah, the TV strapped down to it. You're like, yes, watching a movie.
Feels.
Yes.
So, all the feels.
So part of what they're doing this week is, I guess, fire safety.
Yeah.
Where they have the local fire department come in and give the kids tips on fire safety and things to look for, right?
Yeah.
So six-year-old Cora comes home. I think it was day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, Ryan, today in school we learned about fire safety, and they told us to play a fun game when we get home. You want to play the fun game? And I went, sure, what's the fun game? And she goes, fire safety in our house, where we're going to go around and you can show me where all of our smoke detectors are and give me the plan that we have written down for fire safety escape because we live upstairs.
Hysterical.
I go, okay. She goes, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do. We can go around and you show me where everything is. But if there's something missing or you can't tell me where something is, you owe me something. Let's say an LOL surprise. She loves LOL surprises.
People, what's an LOL surprise?
If you have young girls, you know what the LOL surprises are. They're these little tiny toys that you unwrap. So every time you open it up, you unwrap this toy and it's a new surprise.
Yes.
And there's like 15 of them in a pack. They're really dumb. They all get lost.
Oh, it's like those things, Riggs, that you used to pull apart, the little wooden things. You pull apart, there'd be one inside.
That's like a Russian nesting doll?
Thank you.
Exactly.
I can't remember what it was called, but you know what I mean.
So she's like, for everything that's missing, you owe me an LOL surprise. And I went, no. Those are expensive. How about for everything that's missing, I'll pay you $1. Because I'm going, there's nothing missing.
Oh,
our
God.
House is fire safe.
I know where this is
We're
going.
Totally good to go, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't know where it's going. You think you know. You have no idea.
Yeah.
So I show her where our first fire smoke alarm is. And she goes, well, you have to test it to make sure it works. And I hit the damn button and the thing isn't working. I put the batteries in. I knew it was working. The battery doesn't work.
Putting these kids in danger.
Well, it would beep if it didn't work, wouldn't it?
It would beep if it did work.
It would be
no,
if it
I'm
did.
Saying when the battery gets low,
oh,
it
the
beeps.
Chirp, you mean? Yeah.
So then you never put anything in. You're tripping. You're such a liar right now.
Maybe I'm an idiot. I'm not a liar. I put it in, but maybe I put it in the wrong way. I'm an idiot. Again, I don't know. So now.
So there's $1 then.
I'm $1 in debt.
All right.
And she.
And possibly debt if you don't fix that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm $2. I'm $2 in debt because we tried two smoke detectors and neither one of them worked. Okay, so now I'm $2 in the
two
hole.
Two on one floor?
Oh my, we had three of them set up. One of them worked,
on
two of them
didn't.
On
one floor?
Yes, for fire safety, dude.
I have one smoke detector per floor.
Oh, dude, we have one in the living room. We have one in the kitchen.
Is
right
that
near
normal, Riggs?
I don't know. It's
how many
different
do you
house.
Have?
We have in our one floor, one bedroom house, we have one in our bedroom, one in our living room, one in our kitchen, and one in the hallway. We have four. And then one in the basement, too.
Jesus.
Again, this is new. I've never in my life lived in anything more than a studio apartment as an adult. I lived at home with my mom, and then I moved into studio apartments. I had a one-bedroom for a little bit, but never like a two-bedroom place with kids.
Never a place with one more room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now I'm...
Sounded funny.
So now I'm $2 in the hole. Cora goes, okay, Ryan, this is where you show me on paper our escape plan for when there's fire.
Don't do that.
Cora... About that.
Just run out of the house.
We're going to say, I run and scream. What do you want?
We were going to work on that next week. We were going to write that up during your summer vacation. I'm just making crap up at this point.
All right, $3 there.
Now I'm $3 in the hole.
Yeah.
Now she goes, now you got to show me if we have to jump out the window, who's going to be at the bottom, who's going to be at the top, more about this plan. I'm like, there is no plan. $4 in the hole. Now I'm $4 down.
Well, that's the same one. She can't get $2 off one.
She's right, trying. Ahead. She's
okay.
trying.
And he's letting her.
Can I ask where the next thing is? The fire extinguisher? Does she ask where that is?
Son of a bitch! He knows exactly what I'm going to say
I know
before I say it!
And I bet you don't know where it is or if you even have one, do you?
We don't have one.
No,
she asks where the fire extinguisher is, okay? Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
And this is where I turn it. This is where it flips, right? So now I'm $5 in the hole.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, that's it. This is the end of this. I lost. You're correct. I got 5 things wrong with this. I owe you $5. She goes, yes, and I'll take my $5, please. And this is where I flip it on her and I go into kid mode, right? And I go, Cora, in your playroom, your little peace corner that you call it there, don't you have a store set up? And she goes, yeah, I have a store set up. You want to come buy some goods in my store? Because she's always trying to, and I'm using air quotes, sell me stuff from her store. She has a little cash register.
She's a little hustler.
It's a kid thing. Kids love to play store and house and all that crap. It's normal.
And I go, where is your store located? And she goes, in the Peace Corner right there. And I go, where is the Peace Corner located? And she goes, in our house. And I go, who pays the rent for this house? And she goes, you and mommy. And I went, if you want to keep that store up, it's going to cost you $5 for it.
You're teaching this little girl capitalism, too. Look at
so
you.
So I handed her a 5 spot. She thought she had it, and I brought up her store. She gave me that $5 right back. We both learned valuable lessons. I learned that maybe we're not the most fire-safe place in the world. And she learned that capitalism is the key to life. Nothing is free, baby. Nothing is free.
Nothing is free.
And here is the best part of all. And Allie's someone who has kids and deals with kids on the daily can appreciate this. It took up like 30 minutes. And there was 30 minutes of no screaming, 30 minutes of no crying, 30 minutes of this kid thought she was going to get money, so she was super happy. And when I took the money back, I saw in her brain that the lesson was learned. The lesson was learned. You can't BS a BSer, and that's what she was trying to do. There's a lesson. Lesson learned, man.
That's funny.
She played herself.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tried to play me.
She's 6. He's 30.
Now go get batteries and a fire extinguisher, you dummy.
Lesson learned.
Thank you, Riggs.
Thank you.
I just said it. I didn't ask
you. It's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we talked about Jay-Z, you know, one of the first rapper billionaires out there because, hello, the guy's like a mogul. Well, so now they're naming the world's richest female musician who we play nonstop, but she hasn't come out with anything in a while, so this kind of surprised me, but you think it's who? Joan Jett?
Well, I mean, I was just thinking of the first washed-up rocker I could think. I don't know.
Listen, Dad, it's not a rocker.
Look, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
No, it's Rihanna, or as Riggs says, Rihanna, which is how she does say it.
Yes, Rihanna.
But I've said Rihanna for so long, you're getting what you get. Yeah. Anyway, she's now the richest female musician in the world, according to Forbes.
Well, is this her fortune? Fenty Beauty lines, right?
Oh, I forget she's got it's the beauty. Fenty. It's always the damn, see the Kylie Jenner thing. It's the beauty line. That's what it is.
And what is
us women and all this crap we buy, man. Yeah.
The title that she's being given, the richest female musician?
In the world.
Now, okay.
I didn't even tell you what she's worth.
Well,
go ahead and guess. Unless you already know, then
I have $400 million.
Okay,
I'm going
that's a
way
fair
high.
Guess.
I'm going way
I would
high.
Say five
that's not high, that's low. Go
I
ahead.
I would say maybe $600 million.
$600 million, because he read it, of course. Every time I ask you the answer,
I promise,
nail it right on. And you go, I promise
I didn't read it. I promise.
Okay.
I would tell you if I did, I would, but that's awesome.
Yeah,
$600 million, really?
So, she is worth $600 million. I don't believe you. Because
I wish I could play the Price is Right. I wish I could play the Price is Right.
You should.
I'm losing my mind right now.
$600 million. So they said that, you know, all of her earnings from her musical career obviously helped grow that. But they're really just pennies, the stuff she made from her music, because her beauty partnership is what's really pulling in.
Yeah, dude.
You know, which is what Riggs said, but he didn't read the story,
of course.
I was
looking. Look at my Google right now. It says Fenty Beauty. There's nothing about her net worth on there.
Notice he told you to look at his computer 30, 40, 50 seconds after the initial accusation, just enough time to X out of the window.
Yeah. Well, her brand, Fenty Beauty brand, raked in $570 million in sales since it launched in 2017, at the end of 2017. That's insane.
I have a friend, a buddy of mine who is my age, but way back in the day when he was like 16, was a savant DJ. He worked with Jay-Z way back in the day, had a chance to work with, and in his words, hook up with Rihanna when she was like 18 years old. And he was like, she's going to be a one-hit wonder. I'm not going to mess with that. And now she's the richest female musician.
Wait.
Ever.
You know somebody that slept with Rihanna?
No, that had the chance to and turned it down.
Who turns... What? He's a liar.
DJ
no
Ian.
No man turns down Rihanna when she's naked. Have you seen Rihanna with her bikini on? No dude who wants to... No,
yeah, I don't believe,
your friend believe
either.
It for... He's a liar.
He was... I will
liar.
Give, okay, I
or
don't
he's
know.
Making up this story afterwards
every
to be like,
would have slept with her. That's
I had a
lie.
Chance with her, but I turned it down.
She's
it sounds
so
cool.
Hot. There's no way.
But he was such an egotist at the time because he was the boy wonder. He was 16, 17, working with Jay-Z. He was a DJ. He was going to be the big thing.
He didn't think she was that hot then.
Now, you know, he thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder and he thought...
So what?
No, and then he thought he was going to be the big thing. You know what he does now while she's worth $600 million? I swear to God.
He worked at a Chili's?
He works for Pepsi stock and shelves. He's a shelf stocker for Pepsi. Could have hooked up with Rihanna.
And she's worth
$600 million.
You want to hear the craziest part about it, though? Her cosmetics line?
Mm-hmm.
Is actually worth $3 billion, but she only owns 15% of it. That's why she's worth $600 million because it's $3 billion total.
That's so much.
She also has a lingerie line. Again, your friend that didn't want to sleep with Rihanna, the one who could actually have the body to have a lingerie line.
Yeah,
I will send
this. Hot.
DJ Ian, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, dude.
I still don't believe him. I mean, I could find an ugly chick on Water Street your friend would have slept with, and he's trying to say he didn't sleep with Rihanna. Come
I'm telling
on,
you.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
I think he made up the whole thing.
I agree.
I hope he did.
I think afterwards he made up the whole thing to make it sound cool. Like, I had a chance with Rihanna, but I didn't take it because, you know, I didn't think she'd be anything. But good job.
I would like to hope that DJ Ian was telling the truth, but I hope not.
I'm just saying stop. And okay, so stop for 1 second and think about it, Gibbons. You can sleep with whoever you want. You're single.
Uh-huh.
Rihanna's right there.
Hey, let's
go out. I
don't
want to sleep with her,
no.
Okay, give me a break.
You're a one-hit wonder. Like, that's what would hold him back.
Like, he's worried about that when he's trying to get laid.
In his mind, I guarantee, here's what he's thinking.
What does this guy look like? Just find this guy.
Ian Greger. Ian Greger. Ian Greger is his name.
Come on, let's Facebook stalk him. I'll C-cap him. Let's go.
We will find Ian Greger. He was probably worried that I'm going to get this one-hit wonder pregnant. I'm going to be a big thing, and I'm going to be stuck with her for life. Where now, oh my God, how he wishes that would have been the case. I guarantee.
He had so many options. He was worried she'd get clingy. Oh, okay, this gets more ridiculous by the moment.
If I'm lying, I'm flying.
I don't think you're lying. I think he's lying.
But DJ Ian is a very upstanding man.
Yeah, sure. Pepsi, brother.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
1037kissfm.
Because I know he doesn't remember.
Oh, God. Oh,
Riggs
God.
And Allie.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't remember. I remember everything.
You remember what I talked about this morning?
My mind is like a steel trap,
oh,
bruh.
Oh, really?
My mind is like a steel trap, bruh.
Well, your body's like a wonderland.
Because I learned something about Allie this morning.
Why are you two always flirting? Every time. The two dudes on the show.
Because we have a secret gay bromance. Yeah, leave it alone. Don't judge it. Don't
hot
judge
dogs
it.
On hot respect, dogs. Don't hate.
Respect.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hot dogs on doing, hot babe? Dogs. I love hot dogs on hot dogs. I'll eat 7 hot dogs.
See?
You know the gif, and you've seen the gif. Of the lady getting hot dogs at her face. There's one woman and she gets like 7 hot dogs thrown at her face.
If you haven't seen it,
Allie's dream.
If you haven't seen it.
Oh, stop it.
If you haven't seen that gif, search hot dog face in your gif bar.
Can I have 7 hot dogs of the same one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll all hit you in the face at the same time.
Sounds like a bad one.
Yeah.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 676 is in the books.
Good God.
I learned something about Allie this morning. She talked to her close friend, her therapist,
mm-hmm.
who
well,
said that
therapist.
She,
I don't know if they're allowed to call us a friend.
Her carapist.
I love her though. I mean, I love her, but yeah.
Who said that it's totally cool for you to be dating right now because you're in a good place.
Yeah.
Hell
mentally,
yeah.
You're
scared.
In a good place. Physically, you're in a great place. Mm-hmm. You haven't been like this in years.
I don't
you're a totally
mess up.
Different
I'm
person.
Back to the old alley. I really lost myself in my marriage and turned into a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Was with an enabler. Like, what a difference, man.
Yeah.
And so I get my life back. I'm happy. I don't feel like anything's missing. And then I meet a dude. I mean, it's like you can't even play. Everyone's like, when you're not looking. Well, I was looking. I was on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Let's not kid.
And you're half full in the whole.
I'm looking for love, though.
You are glass half fulling the whole thing, which is good. You're not overthinking things too much. You are not thinking, you are living, which is good.
Hold on.
Trying
very
to
good.
Just live in the moment.
Very good.
I am not going to pick on you.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Hold on. I'm going to try to say this without picking on you because I'm being serious. I'm just using words
like
you said.
Alley line.
You said, I went on Tinder. I wasn't looking for love.
I wasn't.
You weren't looking for it.
I wasn't looking for anyone I wanted to like date, seriously. You, screw you, Gibbons.
Let him finish.
I
know where he's going.
So
okay, fine.
You weren't looking for love. But have you found it?
No, I have not. I found some lust.
Oh, yeah.
And you can ask me again in a month or two if it's love. How's that?
There we go.
What is today?
And if it's
ask
not...
Ask me at the end of July if I'm in love.
I just came up with something funny.
What?
If it wasn't...
I just did.
If it wasn't, at least you found the lust to knock off the dust. You know what I'm saying?
It got, yeah.
Found the lust to knock off the dust.
I never say things that are worth waiting for. That was actually worth waiting for. I think that was kind of funny.
You should put that in a fortune cookie, Gibbons.
You should.
That's good.
You should.
Knock off the dust with a little lust.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
Wait, let me think about who are you talking about again, Gibbons?
You talk about me here.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. So I can't think anymore. I'm losing my mind.
That's because you got that lust to knock off the dust.
I'm a hot mess, dude. Okay, so listen.
Yeah.
Gibbons, I learned, doesn't even realize that he replaced the batteries in the smoke detector, but it still doesn't work somehow. I don't know how, because you test them after you put the batteries in.
Yeah.
And then he realized that his girlfriend's six-year-old daughter wanted to know all their fire plans and all these things, and he didn't really know anything. He didn't have any.
No. I mean,
and then he found out that he was going to set up a stand in their living room to sell something. I don't even know. Whatever. I don't know what's going on in that house.
He's
literally running like a sweatshop in his house with his girlfriend's kids, I'm convinced.
It's one of the six most dangerous houses in West Dallas. One of the six most dangerous because you don't have fire alarms that work. You don't have a fire extinguisher. You don't have a plan in case there's a fire. You're on a top floor of a building. What are you going to do if there's a fire? You don't have a ladder to get out of there, Gibbons. Who's going to get out first? How are you going to take care of the kids?
What kind of a rented dad are you, man?
I'm going to put my head between my legs and kiss my ass goodbye.
You suck at this job, Gibbons.
Thank you for using the term rented dad. That's my favorite term for him.
Absolutely right.
What kind of rented dad are you?
Good God.
Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs is taking what is going to wind up being a life-changing trip to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., not just to go sightseeing, which you will be doing, but you're actually going there to lobby for mental health awareness,
which is freaking incredible, dude. Yeah.
Freaking incredible.
Mr. Riggs goes to Washington, bro. I got a new suit for it and everything. I'm ready. I'm ready.
No, you already have the American flag suit. I was going to say, is that the new suit you're going to rock,
I can't go cheesy at the state capitol, no.
Very true.
Oh, that's the one.
That's where I'll draw the line.
Wait, he wears the most ridiculous things to work, this guy Riggs.
Yeah.
And then he goes to D.C. and he doesn't want to wear the freaking American flag suit. You are so weird, Riggs.
I take my mental health advocacy very seriously.
So I guess I won't be seeing you wearing the red, white, and blue suit on C-SPAN, which I will be watching nonstop while you're in D.C., because I think that's where you're going to be.
No, but I have a big Gibbons fat head, so I'm going to hold it up in the crowd.
Yes!
Who are you two? He's watching C-SPAN, Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
You're at the nation's capital getting educated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What is with you two?
Well, look
at you. You're way too much of an adult.
Look at you following up on emails. Who are you?
Going to the gym. I'm a hot mess.
Going to the gym? Enjoying working out? Who are you?
Who am I?
Fornicating?
What the hell kind of show is this?
Who took over this show?
Who was on this radio program?
Whew. All right. We need to go get drunk because something's wrong.
I know.
We're off kilter. Let's fix it now.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.